The country where the church is seeing the largest growth spurt is not where you might think. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at where Christianity is growing in spite of hardship. There's a challenge in there, too, for the American church. And then we have a missionary profile to share, plus the story of how God can stir hearts for missions, even at a young age. You won't want to miss it, because the answer to our first question is coming up now. So which country did you think of when we talked about the fastest growing church? China? Maybe a country in South America? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the answer may surprise you.
The official name of the country begins with the Islamic Republic. The Islamic Republic of Iran is actually the place in the world where the church is growing the fastest, something that would be pretty surprising to most Christians.
More Iranians have come to Christ in the last 20 years than in the previous 13 centuries combined. Why?
The government says, hey, we're doing everything according to Islamic principles. So if the government doesn't work, if there's still corruption, if there's still poverty, then that must mean Islam doesn't work. Then the gospel comes and they say, wait, this is true. This is right. And I think that's really the root cause of the growth in the Iranian church that we see.
Nettleton says it's a much needed reminder to the American church on where we put our hope.
Our reliance needs to be on God, not on the protections offered by the Constitution or the political process or the U.S. government. Now, I'm not saying don't vote. I'm not saying don't speak out. But understand that ultimately our reliance is on God.
So while this is good news, would you pray for continued spiritual growth in Iran? Next, a recent report from the World Bank says that Haiti is the poorest country in the world. Haitians have been in survival mode for generations, so extras like toys and sweets just don't factor in. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says that's why, since 1988, they've been throwing a big Christmas party in Haiti, and they only invite the poor. Things are ramping up for this year, and then there was a curveball.
We lost a dear friend of many years who had a ministry, and for the last couple of years, actually, he has donated like 3-4 pallets of gifts and clothing for the kids in Haiti.
The ministry is scrambling to collect these games, dolls, and trucks, and DeHart is asking for your help. We'll link you to For Haiti with Love at missionnews.org. The Christmas party is about so much more than just toys. It starts with a Jesus film in Haitian Creole, and it goes from there.
The goal is to really make Jesus alive for them, that he is a part of their daily life, that he is somebody that they can call on in times of need, that they thank him for the blessings that they do have.
This is about connecting the churches of the first world and third world that helps the materially and spiritually poor. Be part of the solution. And the people behind news about missions often have stories just as inspirational as the work they're doing. Joanna Mangione loves what she does as a missionary with SOAR International. She cites Galatians 6:2.
It says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. We are a family in Christ, and SOAR embodies that concept so well.
But what drives her are the relationships built with the Russian church, as well as the orphans that they're ministering to, including three girls she met when she first started.
I will never forget their faces. I wanted to adopt them at that moment. I mean, being part of something where you're sharing the love with these kids who have never experienced love, don't believe they're worth anything, that's what keeps me going.
If you haven't picked up on it yet, the theme here is family, particularly the family of God. She's inviting you to be an active part with SOAR, starting with prayer.
Even if it's 2 minutes long, I mean, it doesn't have to be much, but set aside that time to pray. Prayer can move mountains. I mean, it's wonderful and powerful, and we can use all the prayer we can get as we go and do the Lord's work.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems so hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. So join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.